Go on and admit it. Your friendships aren't looking like they used to. Since you became an adult, you're responsible for doing all the things, and it doesn't leave much time for creating and maintaining strong friendships. So because this is a reality for so many of us, there are a few friendship apps that have emerged in an attempt to help us with this particular situation. So today, I'm going to give my real, unfiltered opinion on five popular friendship apps to let you know if they're worth your time. And then at the very end of the episode, I'm going to let you know about a new friendship app that may be the difference maker in your friendships. Let's get into it. You're listening to Friend Forward, a podcast dedicated to teaching the modern woman how to create and maintain better female friendships. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a certified friendship coach and author of the book, Give It a Rest, The Case for Tough Love Friendships. And I'm here to show you how to have better connections with the women in your life. Because at the end of the day, we need each other. Okay, friendship app number one is titled Peanut. Yes, like the ones you eat, a peanut. And this app is specifically for moms who want to make mom friends. So as a mom myself, I know sometimes how hard it can be to not just be associated with your kid, like, oh, I'm Elijah's mom, or to just be seen as mom. And if you have friends who are not moms yet, and you're the mom in the group, kind of sometimes feeling like an outlier a little bit. So this is something that can connect you. And I think it's meaningful because a lot of times it can be awkward to strike up a conversation with a new woman when you're interested in her. So this kind of allows your children to serve as a buffer. It's a reason to come together. Hey, you're a mom. I'm a mom too. Already we have something in common. So the things I love about this app, because I actually downloaded it, navigated it. The thing I love about this app is it asks you lots of questions about why you're here, if you're an expecting mom, an existing mom, if you're married, if you're not, what your goals are in terms of being on the app. So they really kind of do a deep dive to understand who you are, why you're here, and then match you accordingly. And then you can go ahead and swipe through or wave at other women who have profiles who you're like, oh, I feel like we could be mom friends. It even kind of asks you to select different categories and labels that fit you. So like hot mess mom and things like that. So if you're like, yes, I'm a hot mess mom. And as long as she, you know, identifies as that, we have that in common. So I really appreciate the way it does a deep dive to find out who you are and then to match you accordingly to give you some compatibility with other women. One thing that I think could be a little problematic, this section that serves as a forum. So let's say you're not necessarily getting connected with women in your city, because the goal is to connect you with women around you, right? Moms who are nearby. But this like forums pages could be for anybody in the world, and you just kind of go and you chat and you can ask questions. So it's kind of similar to a Facebook group where you can just kind of like write anything and ask women questions about maybe breastfeeding or anything like that. And you have other women who chime in. So it can be helpful. But the downside is, in my opinion, it can feel a little forum-ish where you've got the mom shaming the other moms or giving advice, but it's not totally. So that can feel a little like something you've already seen before. But again, it can also be something that's really, really helpful as you're looking to find answers from moms just like you. So app number two is called Real You, R-E-A-L, and then the letter U. Now, the thing about this app is it is co-ed, and the whole thing that differentiates it is it connects you with other people who want to meet in real time. So if you're at a coffee shop and you're like, man, I could go for some like good conversation. Is there anybody in my area who's also looking for some good conversation? And their whole thing is they connect you in real time. Now, I like that component. I think it's cool when you're like, hey, I feel like hanging out, but I'm looking for somebody to hang out with. I get it. I like it. Something that I do not totally vibe with is the fact that it's co-ed. So you kind of do sometimes have those undertones of, you know, is this person hitting on me? Is this like a hookup app? And even though they say, no, this is for fostering friendships and that's how it's being marketed, you do kind of feel those undertones of other intentions. So it's something to be mindful of, but always totally an option. That's Real You. Download it today. See if it gives you good vibes. And if it does, go for it. If not, delete that bad boy right away, but always an option. The number three app that's kind of taking over in the friendship realm is Bumble BFF. So you probably already heard of Bumble, which is a dating app, but then they expanded and they have Bumble BFF. And I think they even have Bumble Business, but it's all about matching you with people who have similar objectives. So on Bumble BFF, what you do is you swipe the same way you would on like a dating app to match with women who they seem cool to you. You're like, okay, I feel like I like her vibe. She's hilarious. She likes this show. I love that show. She likes this kind of food. I love that kind of food. My main love for this app is the fact that they are centered on female friendship, but it gives you a range of options of different people you can meet. In fact, I went on YouTube to find a video of other people's experiences because there are tons of success stories. Let me tell you, there are tons of success stories of women saying, hey, we swiped to match with each other. And then by that weekend, we had a coffee date. And fast forward 6 months, she's like my closest friend. So there are tons of success stories. I actually looked up a YouTube video on this by McKenna Simpson. I'm going to play a clip of her experience she's sharing here, crafting a message to reach out to a new friend.
I'm just going to message them both on the app first, just see what's up, see if they respond and all that. I am able to message both of them, but the thing is, you have 24 hours. I feel like it's kind of tough to actually match with somebody, message with them, connect with them, and end up meeting up and end up staying friends. Got two for today, we'll see. Jennifer, so I can look back at her profile and see like why I liked her or why I swiped right. The boba and the Korean barbecue, that had me. Love both of those. Cool, she's only 26 miles away, so that's really not that bad, especially if we meet in the middle. Hi girl, happy face. I saw or that you like boba and Korean barbecue. Swiped right. I'll even answer too. I like share tea and quickly. I don't even know what I'm gonna say. I'm nervous. I kind of just want to say, what's your favorite drink? Because she does, on her profile, it says she likes mimosas. She's an esthetician, which is cool. She has a boyfriend, so do I. I'm just gonna say, what's your favorite drink? Oh, maybe I'll just do, hi girl, I hope you're doing well. You're doing well, I saw that we matched. Happy face. What's your favorite drink?
Now, something I really like about this app is that it gives you tons of options. So you can meet women from across the country. You can meet women right in your area if you're trying to facilitate like a local, you know, friendship that you can have a lot of repeated exposure. We talk about that often as a key component of building friendships, repeated exposure. So you can definitely localize it and find women to hang out with very immediately. I love that. I could see it also being especially helpful for women who are moving to a new city. You have no kind of home base there, no connections, no network, and you're starting from scratch. I could see it being really helpful there, especially for young professionals who are moving a lot for work. I could totally see this being an app that's a good resource. Now, some cons, some disadvantages of the app, in my opinion, is that, yes, it's going to introduce you to several women, but after you match, there's no support. So the goal of this app, if you're like, I want to just meet people, this is for you. But once you match, what are you supposed to do? There's no help in what to say. There's no resources. There's no like events. They're not connecting you with things to do. It's just like, here's a girl. She also likes pasta. So you guys should be friends because you both like pasta. So it really does leave it up to you in terms of like how to get that going. For many women, that might be totally fine. And you're like, boom, I got this. I just needed the connection. I just needed the introduction. And this app might help to satisfy that. But for others who feel like, okay, I'm just meeting a lot of women, but still like, I don't know what to do, then it could leave you feeling that you come up a little short in the experience. Another disadvantage could be that you have 24 hours to respond. So Bumble's whole idea is they're trying to kind of get things going. But for some, that could kind of feel like a lot of pressure because once you match, you have a day to connect and then to get things going. I could see that adding a layer of pressure for some women who kind of maybe want to take their time, but everybody wants to kind of accelerate at a different pace. And this would not lend itself to that. One final disadvantage, but again, this depends on your objective and jumping on the app, is it's simply introducing you to a bunch of new women. So for those of us who are like cutting off old friends because we're like, whatever, I can like make new friends, and we're repeating certain cycles and we haven't dealt with why we have certain problematic friendships, or if we're struggling to like take a first date, quote unquote, to the next level and keep a friendship going, for any of that, if you haven't figured that stuff out, this app is not going to solve it. Because a lot of times I say there's no shortage of people to meet. That's not a lot of our issues, but we think we need to just meet new women. That's not the problem. For a lot of us, it's we don't know how to communicate once we make friends, or we like it when things are fun, but then we leave when things get hard, or we don't know how to keep momentum going, or when we don't know how to have a hard conversation, we ghost each other, or we can't come up with new things to keep the friendship exciting. So all of those things are not going to go away if you just want to keep meeting new women. If you cut off a girl because you're like, oh, she's toxic, I can replace her. There's no shortage of new women. So if that's the goal, is to like, oh, I just can get more friends, I'll just add more friends, then go to the app. But if you're trying to get meaningful friendships, I think it falls short in its resources to support you in that way. Another app that you might enjoy is Atleto. That's Atleto. And this one could be really cool for some people because it kind of puts you together under the guise of letting you work out together. So if you are a fitness fiend, you like to work out, you're super active, this could be the app for you. So again, kind of similar to the Pina app that brings moms together, this brings athletes together, fitness fiends together. So it kind of allows you to use that fitness workout as a buffer for getting together. Again, a lot of times we don't know what to say or how to bond, and we need that kind of central touchstone that brings us together, and this serves as that. So it can kind of connect you together. It can connect you individually to like athletic events in your area. It asks you about your interest in the kind of workouts that you enjoy, and then also your intensity level. So if you're a beginner, it's probably going to match you with other beginners. And if you're kind of intent and you're like, I need somebody on my level to work out with, then you can find that person there too. And then obviously when you're working out together and doing activities, it serves as a backdrop upon which a friendship can build. But it's just the thing you're doing in the background as you talk and connect and get to know each other, that you to get a sneak peek before anybody else. So that's at betterfemalefriendships.com. I think it's going to be amazing. I can see this app kind of helping you knock out two things at once. And the final app, drumroll please, is Friend Forward. Did you not see that coming? But the thing is, it's more than an app. It is a membership. So although you cannot search it just yet, this is because the beta testing is happening right now. And there's already a handful of women who have been let in to kind of navigate the site, to give feedback. And we're doing kind of like a preliminary launch behind the scenes. But there's also a bunch of women who have already received an email saying they're next on the wait list and you have got to get your name on there. So what does it look like? The way that this app works is it's the first learning and event friendship app. So unlike the other apps that are just like, hey, here's a new person, go talk to her. Here's a new person, go talk to her. The whole objective of this particular membership is to help you get your friendships together, whether you're struggling to make them, or if you're like, I already have girlfriends, but I need to like be a better friend. I want to like enhance our friendship. This is for you too. So this kind of works through modules. So you're going to get in there. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to get mini lessons on how to have better friendships as a businesswoman, because your hours are crazy. And sometimes entrepreneur and non-entrepreneur friends kind of struggle to kind of mesh once one starts a business. There are modules to teach you how to make friends as a mom, how to make time for friends as a mom, how to navigate, you know, some mom shaming sometimes when you have a friend and then you feel like, is she kind of judging my parenting? There's lessons for moms. If you're socially awkward, there are going to be many lessons for you. So this is more of a come and get these mini coaching sessions to help you have better friendships. Why? If you don't get it together, you are going to keep repeating the same cycles and wondering why your friendships aren't as amazing as they could be. Now, the coaching lessons, the modules that are in there, are only one facet of the membership app. other facet is the bi-weekly events. So the way this works is every other week there will be a virtual event that you cannot find anywhere else. These are specially hand-chosen interactive events. And the reason why these are a part of the app is because let's say you do your lesson and you're like, oh, okay, great. Oh, I understand that better. Oh, shoot, I never even thought of that. I learned something new. The events are the practice field. So you're going to be brought together with a number of other women who are doing a real activity in real time. You can communicate with them in the chat feature. You might kind of connect with a woman during the activity and message her privately and be like, oh my God, what you said today was hilarious. Like, let's link up. But instead of just throwing you new women, it gives you a chance to kind of be in a space with them. And then if you're vibing, you guys go off and do your own thing together. But we kind of facilitated that exchange for you. When it comes to those events, we're going to have everything from mixology lessons. I cannot wait for you to take that lesson, by the way. It's going to be super fun. We have origami lessons. We have makeup tutorials, but everything's very interactive. And so we are specially picking people to come and lead these really cool events. So that's something to help foster friendships and take some of the awkwardness out of it. Let's be honest. There will also be resources and movie nights, which are really fun. So if you've ever been sitting on the couch on a Thursday and been like, oh my God, it would be cool to do something, but quarantine or my friends are like miles away, this could be the app for you. So if you're looking to meet new women, that's not necessarily the goal of coming in the membership app. The goal is to be a better woman to other women. But would making friends be a natural byproduct of you being in there? Absolutely. If you have not already joined the waitlist, because so many of you have, and I'm so grateful for that. I cannot wait for you to get in there and start digging around. You're going to want to go to betterfemalefriendships.com to join the waitlist. We're going to be launching a video soon to show you what it's all about. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to see the video, but I just want your name to be on the waitlist because we're letting women in a little bit at a time until we go totally full force. If you're ready to seriously start making better connections with other women, you have to join our exclusive Friend Forward membership. The waitlist is growing, but we'd love to have you as a part of our family. You'll find exclusive lessons, coaching exercises, and best of all, bi-weekly events that you cannot get anywhere else. We'd love to see you over there. It's at betterfemalefriendships.com. It's going to be a good time.